Ladies and people who are grateful, Andy here, day 175 of the Inner Winner Show. You know, I went back and listened to an old episode, one of the first ones that I recorded. I think it was episode number 7, and my podcast absolutely fucking sucked back then. Now, you can say it kind of sucks right now, sure, I'll give you that. A little harsh, but I'll give you that. But man, my intros were awful back then. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. I am glad that I threw myself into it the way that I did. That's the way I do most projects. I just throw myself in. The old mantra that I have of give yourself permission to suck. It's okay to be terrible at it. You'll get better over time. But it is fun to look back every now and then and, you know, look at where you've come from. Because Jesus Christ, I really sucked at the start. But I'm also grateful for how far I've come. And look at that. What a beautiful segue, because today we are going to be talking about gratitude. So earlier today, my girlfriend was feeling a bit bummed out. Imogen was a bit sad because she's working a job that she absolutely hates. She's working towards doing her art full time and becoming a full time artist. And she's in that shitty position where you don't make any money. You don't make enough money from your art or from your side hustle. And you are doing a job that it's not the worst job in the world. She works in a call center, so she gets to work from home, but it's not what you want to be doing, right? And this is exactly what I went through myself when I was working that job where I worked at the warehouse. And before that, I did a pool tiling job. Before that, I worked from home as a, let's just say, like IT consultant. We'll just call it that. And it's like you don't want to be there. And every second that you're there, the job isn't even bad, but it's not what you want to be doing. And all you can think while you're there is, I don't want to be here. I want to be an artist. I'm wasting time. This isn't where I want to be. Or for me, it was like, I want to help people. I want to write for my website. I love writing. I want to do podcasts. I want to do YouTube videos. I want to do all that shit. I don't want to be here working this job that isn't that. Even the best job in the world wouldn't be what you actually want to do. And so you would eventually grow to resent it and to hate it and to hate every second that you're there. And I get that because I was there. But at the same time, you do have to kind of be a little patient. And I've been telling Imogen that for the last, like, you know, 3 or so months. It took me like probably a year and a half of my website before I could get to a point where I could go full time. Now, that's because I'm a slow motherfucker and I don't like taking money from people, and I felt very uncomfortable taking money from people. So you can do it a lot quicker than that. But the point is, right now, this is the circumstance she has to be in. She has to just deal with it. And so one of the things that I get her to do, an exercise that I got her to do today, was something that comes from a book that I talk about all the time. You guys know this book. You know exactly which book I'm going to say. You can't afford the luxury of a negative thought. And one of the exercises that he makes you do in that is talk about some things or focus on some things that you are grateful for. And so what I like to give Imogen when she's having a really bad day, she had a really bad day today. She was super miserable. She just really, really, really negative and unhappy and miserable and, you know, shitty, feeling shitty. So I gave her the exercise of come up with 10 things that you are grateful for. That in itself, 100% of the time, I can't think of a single time it hasn't helped. 100% of the time, it makes her feel better. Works just as well for me. It is the best exercise to do if you're feeling angry, if you're feeling negative, if you're feeling shitty, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling hopeless, if you're annoyed. No matter what you're feeling, if it's a negative feeling, this exercise of coming up with 10 things that you're grateful for absolutely conquers that. A couple of my clients have even started doing this. One guy in particular does it pretty much every single day. He'll wake up and he'll just come up with a list of things that he's grateful for. It doesn't take very long. Once you get decent at it, it should take you like 1 or 2 minutes. You can even just kind of look around the room that you're sitting in right now. And that's what I want you guys to do. I want you guys to sit in the room that you're in right now, look around, have a little bit of a think, pause the podcast, and come up with 10 things that you're grateful for. For me, I already came up with my own list just before this podcast that I'll just read out to you now. It took me like seriously like 2 minutes to write this list, like 2 minutes. And funnily enough, I was already in a pretty decent mood. But doing this list, I went from like, you know, I'm in a pretty good mood to by the time I'd written the 10th thing, I was like, holy shit, my life is amazing. I am so grateful just to be alive. I'm so happy that I'm alive. Like, gratitude really is one of the big secrets that people don't talk about enough. This is my second podcast on gratitude because it's a really, 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 really big secret weapon that you can use to just go from, you know, absolutely zero to absolutely 10 out of 10. If you write 10 things that you're grateful for, man, by the end of it, you just feel like you're on cloud nine. So I'll quickly breeze through. Here's my 10 things. The first one is I'm grateful for my girlfriend for bringing so much joy to my life. The second is I'm grateful for my own stubborn nature. So some of these things that you're grateful for, you can be grateful for other people. You can be grateful for your own personality traits. You know, it's anything that you can think of that you're grateful for. I'm grateful to my parents for raising me and loving me. Not everybody gets to have that. I'm incredibly grateful that I do. I'm grateful for music because that gives me so much joy, so much motivation. So many times when I'm sad, I'll put on my favorite song, I'll feel better. So many times when I'm tired, I'll put on a heavy metal music song and I will just, I realize music song is kind of, what's it called? Tautology. That's a tautology. I put on a heavy metal music song. Sound like a fucking boomer. I put on a heavy metal. Jesus Christ. I put on a heavy metal song. There we go. We got there in the end. Brilliant. Wonderful. What did I say at the start of this podcast? My podcasts are getting better. They absolutely are. I definitely never make any mistakes or stumble. So I'm grateful for music in general, for giving me motivation, for giving me joy when I'm sad, you know, for adding that little, it's like music just adds that little bit of, like, it makes every moment more special. Those memories are just like a little bit better because you had music. Like, how many times do you hear a song and it reminds you of a beautiful memory you had or an awesome adventure you went on or any of that? Like, music really is like the underline to a great memory. So I'm grateful to music. I'm grateful for the internet because I can research anything I want at any point in time. Like, holy fuck, could you imagine if the entirety of the previous human history before us had access to the internet like we do? We take it for granted right now, but like, God damn it. If you are unsure about anything, you can just go on YouTube and find the answer in 2 seconds. You can Google it in 2 seconds. You can pull your fucking phone out and say like, hey Siri, can you tell me the answer to this? And Siri will just be like, I got you fam. No worries. Here's the answer. There you go. Like, nobody in human history had that before us. And it's only a recent thing. God damn it. I'm grateful for the internet. I'm grateful for a cute little llama that my girlfriend bought me as a joke, as an inside joke. And I really like that llama. It's this like weird rainbow colored llama. Some of you, my coaching clients, you'll know what it looks like. I've brought it out on a couple of coaching calls just to like fuck with you guys and, you know, make you laugh. I really like that llama. I don't know why I like it so much. It's got this happy, fucking ridiculous looking face on it. She bought it as a joke. I like that llama. I'm really grateful for the speaker that I own. This is kind of, I'm kind of cheating here because I already covered the music one, but I own this really good speaker and I like listening to music with Imogen with it. I put it on when we have sex. I really like that speaker. I like, you know, I guess that is cheating because I already did the music one, but I like being able to share music with other people. So I'm grateful for the speaker that I own. Again, with all of these, some of these can be like, you know, big things like, you know, I'm grateful to music. I'm grateful for music. That's a very big one. Or it can be something small. Like I'm grateful for this fucking mug that I have. That's my favorite mug. Or I'm grateful for the laptop that I'm recording this on. I'm grateful for my fucking car keys because otherwise I couldn't drive my car. They can be big things or small things. You just need to come up with 10 and focus on them. I guess that's what I'll say. Really like think about why you're grateful for these things. Don't just quickly bang out a list of 10 things. Like sit there for 20, 30, 40 seconds thinking about each one and why it makes you grateful. So the next one is I'm grateful for all the affection and the cuddles and the love that my girlfriend and my family give me. I'm just grateful for like affection in general. Cuddling, you know, kissing from my girlfriend, you know, hugs from my family, that kind of stuff. I'm really grateful for people like showing me that they care about me. I'm really grateful for this nice set of silk sheets that I have on my bed. They make sleeping really nice. I really genuinely enjoy like getting into bed at night. It feels really nice. I sleep like a goddamn baby because of that. I'm really grateful for those silk sheets. They cost me a hell of a lot of money. They're very fucking expensive. I think they cost like $300 just for like each sheet. And then the pillowcases were like another $100 each. It's like the most expensive silk that you can ever buy. It costs a fuck ton of money, but it feels absolutely amazing. I've always wanted those silk sheets. I saved up a lot of money for them. Really grateful that I have them. And I'm grateful for people smiling at me. That's the final one. That's my 10th one. I'm grateful for people smiling at me. Every single time I see someone smile, my world lights up just a little bit. I really, 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 really am grateful that smiles in general exist. I'm grateful for every time someone has ever given me one. Strangers, people I love, people I care about, my friends, people that smile when I tell them a joke. I'm grateful for smiles. So even in repeating this list back to you now, I feel really fucking happy right now. I feel really grateful. I feel like the sun is shining just a little brighter, not that I can see it because I'm recording this in my room. I always record in the dark, by the way. I don't know why. I've just always... I tried recording a few podcasts like with the lights all turned on. I seem to do a better job if it's pitch black and all I can see is the laptop screen. I am aware that would look weird as fuck if someone walked in right now and this like creepy cunt's just talking into a microphone about sex and fucking gratitude and weird other fucking shit, but like that's how I record. Anyway, I want you guys to do one of these top 10 or these 10 lists of a list of 10 things that you're grateful for. I want you to pause the podcast right now or do it after we finish the podcast, after, you know, I hit stop. Go away, write it on a piece of paper, maybe text it to a friend of yours, text it to someone you care about. It's better if you share it. Gratitude is always best if you share it with someone else. Text it to a family member. It can be stuff about them, like, you know, I'm grateful for you, or it can just be stuff in general. Like, hey, I was grateful for all this stuff. I thought I'd share it, like, you know. Share some of that gratitude and try and encourage other people to write a gratitude list as well. It can be 5 things, 10 things, 20 things, as many as you want to write, or just a couple. It doesn't matter. I guarantee you this will make you feel amazing. If you're already feeling good right now, do this and you'll feel like you're like a 10 out of 10. You'll be like, holy shit, I am so grateful that I'm alive. Man, what a gift. Imagine if I wasn't here right now. Imagine if I didn't get to experience all this. This is amazing. I want to hang on to this thing called life. And if you're feeling miserable, it is even more imperative that you do this, because you will absolutely go from miserable to like, do you know what? I think I've just been ungrateful. I think that I haven't taken the time to appreciate what I do have. I've been sitting here feeling sorry for myself. I've been sitting here feeling miserable. And that was kind of what I got across gently to Imogen today. I said, you're just kind of like sitting here being ungrateful and miserable. Like, you need to focus on these things that you're grateful for. I told her to go away and, you know, do what I just did and write a list of 10 things. And yeah, like she felt better. She's like, yeah, I guess I was being negative. I guess, you know, I'm not grateful. I wasn't focusing on the things that I should be grateful for or that I want to be grateful for. So if you're feeling miserable, do this list of 10 things that you're grateful for. Again, I stole this from the book, You Can't Afford a Luxury of a Negative Thought. I'll leave a link in the show notes below to where you can buy that book. It's a brilliant book. I never shut up about it. So many people, I've lost count of how many people have messaged me and told me that they love this book. I just had a goddamn client yesterday afternoon, who showed me the book on camera. And he's like, look, I finally bought the book. And I was like, yeah, man, great, awesome. Like, so many people have bought this book. I fucking love this book. Go read the book. Go write down 10 things that you're really grateful for and start focusing on things that you're grateful for. And try not to be, as I said to Imogen today, try not to be so negative. Focusing on gratitude and things that you are really, really, really grateful for is the best way to not be negative. It forces you. It's like a cheat code that forces you to be grateful, to be happy, to look at the bright side of life.